Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I mean, it's about time you play some OVO. The birthday boy, October's very own, Aubrey Graham. The winner of the Kendrick versus Drake rivalry, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
I know you got something to say about it. I know our next guest, Deshaun Reed of the Washington Post, probably going to have something to say about it. Deshaun, my brother, we appreciate you joining us. Before we get to the ball, are you team Kendrick or are you team Drake?
I'm team Drake for sure.
That's my dog! Yeah.
I hate that for both of you.
Deshaun, we appreciate you making some time for us. As always, good guy. Had a hell of a time reading your piece this week in the Washington Post, really detailing the sophomore season that Jaden Daniels has had, some of the ups, some of the downs, and really highlighting just how frustrating this start has been for Washington. Tell the people what made you want to write about this and who'd you get the chance to talk to get some insider information on this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just kind of been that kind of frustrating up and down, like you said, for Jaden this season. It's been a weird year because typically when you think about the sophomore slump, it's more so a guy just isn't performing the same way they did after that breakout rookie season. But, like, when he's been on the field, he's pretty much looked like Jaden Daniels still. You know what I mean? Like, whether it's as a passer, as a runner, he made those dynamic plays. It's helped, you know, he shined in some clutch moments. But the issue has been he just hasn't been able to stay out there.
Yeah.
You know, and it hasn't been like this big catastrophic injury. It's sort of these like little nagging injuries, you know, like an annoying ones, like the knee sprain or the hamstring strain. And, you know, it's nothing that, you know, I think people have gotten a little bit too far with like the RG3 stuff because it's nowhere near as serious as what his injuries were. But nonetheless, you know, it's cost them dearly early on in the season and got them behind the eight ball, and it's been sort of this unique season where that's why I described it as a speed bump more so. It's kind of been out of his hands, whether it's the injuries to himself or, you know, the injuries to his teammates. I mean, his team's been beat up on both sides of the ball. Defense is struggling. And even the offense, while it's still a top 10 unit, this isn't the offense that people expected coming into the year. You know, after you add, you know, a Deebo Samuel and make sure that you lock up Terry McLaurin on a new extension and, you know, assume that Dan is going to continue to grow in year two. And so, while his play, you know, you look at it, it's still a quality play. It's still been a disappointing season for him. And, you know, in terms of who we, you know, talked to for the story, you know, obviously got Jaden's perspective, you know, Dan Quinn, you know, kind of some others around him to kind of, you know, get a sense of how he handles these moments.
Right.
I mean, it's not something that's new to him. You know, I mean, people forget, you know, when he was at Arizona State, he wasn't actually all that beloved at the time, you know, kind of had an up and down career there. You know, LSU got off to a little bit of a so-so start before he became a Heisman. And so, this isn't his first time handling adversity, and those who know him believe that he's going to pull through it. But nonetheless, you know, it's really been a bumpy season so far.
Yeah, man, I think Kevin was talking about this earlier in the week, our pal Kevin Sheehan, who you can catch here 10-1 on the Team 980. This is probably the most adversity he's faced in a while, dating back to his time at Arizona State. But to your point, I love that he's been through the fire before. I will never forget the social media barrage that there was, man, of him, man. People were ripping him apart on socials. They were trying to say that he quit on Arizona State. They were happy that he left. It's almost like he didn't go head-to-head with Justin Herbert in Oregon the way that he did back in, you know, his time at Arizona State. I'm stunned not stunned. I guess I'm surprised that the conversation around him locally amongst some of the fans has gotten as dramatic as it has. Here's how I will assess his play to this point. I think he's been uber solid. Obviously, anytime you turn the football over the way he did against Chicago, it's something we just weren't accustomed to last year. The big reason why Washington was able to advance to the conference championship game is something that Cliff talked about earlier, that turnover margin. It played in Washington's favor this year. It has not. The offense has continued to get a football away. He's been a part of that. But, like, Tashawn, when I assess his play as a whole, if I'm being honest about it, like, if I was to give him a grade for how he's played this year, injuries aside, I give him a B+. I think there have been some moments of him maybe holding on to the football too long, but I'm just being super nitpicky when I talk about him, because here's my thing, Tashawn. We have super high expectations for this kid. The reason that folks thought Washington would be able to, you know, continue last year's success and build off of what they started wasn't because of the defense, clearly. It wasn't because of the skill group that they had on the perimeter. All those conversations started and finished with Jayden Daniels performing as not a top 10 quarterback in this league, a top 5 quarterback in this league. And I think the expectations were fair based off of what you saw as a rookie. If I'm going to be honest about it, I just don't think he's tapped into that version of himself enough over the 4 games that he's played in.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. And, you know, in terms of people being so pessimistic about it, I think part of it is PTSD, yeah. You know, going back to RG3. And then I think the other side of it is, like, once you set the bar so high in year one, not just his individual performance, also as a team, you know, winning 12 wins and making an NFC title game run, the fans never really lose that.
Right.
And so, like, you can still have a good season, like you were saying earlier, you give him a B+, but good ain't good enough anymore, you know, right. Once you start off that way. And so it's kind of unfair, but that's kind of, you know, the space that you live in. We've seen other quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, you know, he came out the gate with that crazy year, and he was still Patrick Mahomes after that, but then, you know, had some years where it was kind of so-so, and right. Then you start asking questions about, is Joe Burrow better than Patrick? You know, so this is how it goes for right. Your quarterback. I think, you know, the reason why for me, like, I don't knock him too much for not being quite at that top 5 level is, like I mentioned earlier, like those other injuries. I mean, against the Cowboys, Terry McLaurin's not out there. Noah Brown's not out there. Right. Deebo Samuel. The defense is all banged up. And the offense was still pretty successful in that first half before Jayden Daniels ended up getting hurt. Albeit, I know the Cowboys' defense isn't like that, but the Commanders weren't anywhere near full strength, and he was still playing well. And there's not a lot of quarterbacks that are going to look like that in those circumstances. And so we haven't really seen this offense, you know, at full strength at any point this season because of the injuries. And, you know, it's good news for the Commanders is, you know, it looks like, you know, barring a setback, McLaurin and Samuel will be back this week. And then there's a decent chance that Daniels could return next week. And that might be where you finally get to see the offense that they envision, you know, come to life. And so it's still early in the season. You know, I know it's like the record doesn't look great so far. Mm-hmm. And where they're at in the standings doesn't look great and fans are panicking. But there is still time for them to turn this around.
I certainly do believe that. And I said it about 10 minutes ago before we brought you on. And I know some fans probably were rolling their eyes when I said it. Not that Sunday or Monday night in Kansas City doesn't matter, but I think the next 2 games against Detroit and Seattle in the conference are far more important when it comes to those tie-breaking playoff scenarios. So that would be the big thing that I really, really try to get after here. Is next the next 2
weeks. Monday, barring something crazy, like that's a loss. You know, like no Jayden. The defense struggling like it's been struggling, losing Dorrance Armstrong for the season. The way the Chiefs have been looking, not just on, I mean, we talk about the offense coming back to life, but their defense has been a top 3 unit so far this season. Like on the road in Arrowhead, I don't know. I guess it's possible, but yeah. That's just probably going to be a loss. And so it's really about moving forward
yeah. With
that 3-game stretch before the bye. You know, like you mentioned, the Seahawks and then the Lions, and then wrapping it up with the Dolphins in Madrid. I think you got to come out of that stretch 2-1 at least. You know, if you're. Yeah. At 5-6 going into the bye, again, that's not like necessarily where you would want to be, but you're still in range of making the playoffs if you leave it there. But if they lose the Chiefs and then lose the next 2 on top of that, then you start having some questions about, all right, like is this one getting away from them?
Yeah. Tashawn, I made a total mental error when getting ready for the show. We're off at 6:45 today, so we do have to cut you short. We appreciate you hopping on with us as always. Make sure you check out Tashawn's work in the Washington Post, including his latest piece on Jayden Daniels' bumpy start to his sophomore season. Enjoy the weekend, brother. Have safe travels to Kansas City.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
That is Tashawn Reed of the Washington Post. And real quick, let's get out of here. Appreciate Tashawn Reed. Appreciate Carrington Harrison. Thank you for your calls. I believe we got Caps Hockey Coming your way next. They're on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.